So one of the things about prudence is that we let ourselves be trained and we have thought through and made judgments that protect us from situations without having to experience them. And this is what a simple-minded person is. He's so committed to being open-minded and, well, I'm not sure that what they're telling me about this is true. I don't know about the Bible. Everybody tells me it's a good book and I should do the things that are in it. But, you don't want to be too committed. You don't want to be too close to other possibilities. I mean, there might be something to Buddhism, or there might be something to the Islam, or there might be something to Confucianism or Shintoism, and I would hate to shut myself off by saying that this Christianity and God's revelation in the Bible is somehow the truth and the whole truth and just what I need. And I want to be open to these possibilities. Now, this is what's happening to a lot of our young people. We might be telling them in the church, this is right, this is wrong. But if at school they're being told, well, there is no right, there is no wrong, you want to open yourself up to new experiences, to new ways of looking at the world. And so our young people, they grow up and they get a couple hours a week at church. They get 40 hours a week at school. And they run off to college. And the opportunities are seemingly endless. And they want to be open to all possibilities. And pretty soon they're coming home, you know, and you don't want to check their baggage too much because you might find something in there that you just assume not know they've got. This is the simple. We could say it's the tolerant person, the person who wants to keep an open mind, don't want to shut themselves off to possibilities or to new things. They don't want to be prejudiced at all. They want to be open. And this is the simple person. The problem with being open or unable to make up your mind or unable to make a judgment in this sense is that you can wander off into some things, and because you're open and you are not willing to listen to the advice of others or look at something and with a commitment to making up your mind before you taste it or drink it or eat it or do it, and all of a sudden you find yourself in trouble. You find yourself in a situation which the Bible calls folly. Now we'll get to this in the scriptures. But folly, whenever you see this word folly, it says in the book of Proverbs, and we'll get to it, there are a number of things that lead to folly. But folly is helplessness. Even a 6, 7, 8-year-old knows that if they spend all their money at the carnival on rides, they don't have any money to maybe see an exhibit or do something else or buy some candy or something like that. They end up helpless. Part of the problem with being a parent is we don't like to see our children helpless, and so we give them a little help. And they never feel that helplessness. They never feel their folly. And so they continue to remain open to all possibilities. Simple-minded, unable to make a decision. Any questions about this? I hope you only recognize others. Turning to the next page, the Bible tells us that the simple love being simple. You never have to be disagreeable. You never have to make people upset. You never have to take a stand in anything because you're open to whatever's out there. You meet interesting people with interesting ideas, and you can sit down and converse with them because you're just open to all of the possibilities. So one of the reasons that simple ones love being simple is it's easier. You're not going to make people mad. You're not going to upset people. Maybe your family, maybe your close friends, maybe people at the church, but for the most part, you're going to get along really well at whatever you're doing. Nobody thinks you're worth very much because you don't have an opinion or you're unwilling to stand by your opinion. But people are like you, and life is easy. And so the simple love being simple. We also read in the book of Proverbs that another reason why the simple like to be simple, because they want to be open to some of what we might consider immoral activities, because they don't want to prejudge that certain activities are wrong. So if we go to Proverbs 7:1 here, we've got a little story. My son, keep my words and store up my commands with you. Now, the first thing he says is, prejudge. Listen to me, keep my commands, you'll be safe. Prejudge. Keep my commands and you will live. Guard my teachings as the apple of your eye. The apple of your eye is the pupil of your eye. Bind them on your fingers, write them on the tablet of your heart. Say to wisdom, you are my sister, and call understanding your kinsman. They will keep you from the adulteress, from the wayward wife with her seductive words. At the window of my house, I looked out through the lattice. I saw among the simple, I noticed among the young men, a youth who lacked judgment. He was going down the street near her corner, walking along in the direction of her house, at twilight, as the day was fading, as the dark of night set in. Then out came a woman to meet him, dressed like a prostitute and with crafty intent. She is loud and defiant. Her feet never stay at home, now in the street, now in the squares, at every corner she lurks. She took hold of him and kissed him, and with a brazen face she said, I have fellowship offerings at home. Today I fulfilled my vow. Now we have to, I need to comment on this verse. When she says, I have fellowship offerings at my house, today I fulfill my vows. What she's saying is, I'm a religious woman. And I made some promises to God. Either she promised to give an offering, or she had promised to do some super spiritual thing. And her time had come, or she had made a vow that if God did this, she would do that. So she had done whatever it was that she needed to do to fulfill her vow. She had gone down to the temple. She had had an animal slaughtered, the blood poured out, had paid the vow, had paid off the priest, had given God what he asked. But as part of a fellowship offering, you would then get part of the animal back for you to roast and eat. So what she's telling this young man is, I'm a religious woman, I've paid my vows, I've been down to the church house, down to the temple, and I've presented my vows, and I have roasted my meat, and my house is full of good things to eat because of what I did today. So that's what that means. Verse 15, so I came out to meet you. I looked for you and have found you. I have covered my bed with colored linens from Egypt. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let's drink deep of love till morning. Let's enjoy ourselves with love. My husband is not at home. He has gone on a long journey. He took his purse filled with money and will not be home till full moon. With persuasive words, she led him astray. She seduced him with her smooth talk. All at once he followed her like an ox going to the slaughter, like a deer stepping into a noose, till an arrow pierces his liver, like a bird darting into a snare, little knowing it will cost him his life. This is the story of the simple. If he had obeyed God's command against committing adultery, if he had prejudged this situation, he would have been immune to this situation. But no, he's simple. And he says, well, I know what God has said. I know what my father and mother have told me, but I'm a young man and I'm experiencing the world and I just don't want to close off the possibilities. And here's this woman, this nice woman, and you know, every time I go to see her, she's got good things to eat. She smells nice and her house smells nice. Things clean and nice. She wants me, but he doesn't know that it's death. He doesn't know that folly and helplessness follow in that. He wants to be open, so he's open to falling in the pit. And this is the sign, or one of the signs, of the simple. And the simple, this is why he loves being simple. You know, there are pleasures in drunkenness, in immorality. Why cut myself off from those possibilities? Going on to the next page, page 4, the problem of the simple. Since you have rejected prejudice, the Bible says a simple man believes anything, but a prudent man gives thought to his steps. I remember when my daughter was getting ready to go to college, and she was recruited by Mount Holyoke College back east, one of the big women's colleges back there. So she went back there to do a visit. And when she came back, she said, we asked her how she liked it. She said, well, it's kind of a neat place, she said. But I don't think I want to go there. And I go, well, what's wrong with it? And she said, well, 90% of the freshman women who enter the college are heterosexual. But 95% of the seniors are homosexual. And she said, I didn't like my aunt. She was prejudiced. Thank God she was prejudiced. But the simple, in this case, the person who's open to all possibilities, Well, they have no filters. They have no way of figuring out what they're hearing. They have no way of deciding whether or not what they're hearing makes sense or not. We find ourselves in a society which I think by and large is committed to this way of thinking about life. I don't want any filters. I don't want anybody telling me that there's a danger. I don't want anybody warning me. I don't want anybody telling me that anything is wrong. I don't want anybody telling me anything that's right. I'll figure it out myself by my experience, and I'll read what I want to read, and I'll do what I want to do. And I'll ask you to bail me out when I get into trouble. We have been told prejudice is a bad thing almost in any area of life. And what the Bible tells us is prejudice is a good thing. God has put out His commands. He has laid out His scriptures. He has taught us the difference between right and wrong. He has said, if you do this, you will die. If you do this, this will happen. We do not want to be that stern, that single-minded, that closed-minded. And so people who are open-minded get themselves into trouble. I think the people down in New Orleans, when the flood was coming and the hurricane was coming, they were all staying at home. Well, you just never know what might happen. Well, they found out.